to see what you did?
Oh, no, you big dummy.
You dummy!
The Nick DiGilio Show continues with our Friday features on 720 WGN, here till 4 a.m. We begin with...
You big dummy!
This is where we read real news stories about real dumb people doing real dumb stuff. When we're done reading them, we do a recap and then vote. Tom votes, I vote, you vote. First person through at 312-981-7200. Let's go.
Dummy number one.
After pulling a car over for speeding late Saturday afternoon, Florida cops searched the vehicle and discovered an array of narcotics, cocaine, ecstasy, meth, fentanyl, and GHB stashed in a pouch that was labeled bag full of drugs. And by the way, the picture, they have a picture of the bag, and it's just in huge letters, bag full of drugs. According to police, the 2020 Kia was being driven by Ian Simmons, a 34-year-old Orlando resident. The only passenger in the sedan was Joshua Reinhardt, 34, who lives in Windermere, a town outside of Orlando. The auto was pulled over on Interstate 10 in the state's northwestern corner. The above police photos, which you can see right now, show the narcotics, drugs paraphernalia, and the bag full of drugs bag seized by state troopers. Simmons and Reinhardt were each arrested on multiple felony drug charges and booked into the county jail, where they both were locked up in lieu of a $117,000 bond. Reinhardt was sentenced to 2 years probation in September of 2018 in connection with a grand theft conviction and stealing $1,500 from a Kohl's department store, where he worked as an assistant manager. His rap sheet includes a 2010 drunk driving conviction in Nevada. The bag full of drugs bags, which measured 12.5 inches by 8.5 inches, are available online at $22.99. The pouches are, quote, perfect for travel, carrying tech gear and tablets, art supplies, and cosmetics, according to one retailer, who adds that there's nothing more fun than walking around town with your iconic bag full of drugs. Perfect for getting a laugh or a stare out of passers-by, or to take advantage and poke fun at profilers looking to judge you and your amazing swag. In a somewhat related story, a Louisiana woman, we had this one on our show, a Louisiana woman late December on a felony charge. Cops discovered her methamphetamine stash in a container that was labeled dope.
Have you ever seen him act?
I've been watching him act all his life. Like a dummy. I mean, I didn't know you were interested in gardening.
Why not?
Well, up to now, the only thing you've grown is dumber and dumber.
Dummy number two.
A man from Twinsburg, Ohio, was expecting to receive a letter in the mail. Instead, when Dan Kane went to the Twinsburg post office to find 79 bins of mail, each containing roughly 700 copies of the same letter addressed to him, he knew something was wrong. I was shocked. Are you kidding me? Who makes this kind of mistake? Kane told the CNN affiliate WOIO. The letters were from the College Avenue Student Loan Company. The company had intended to send Kane and his wife a statement for a student loan they took out for their daughter's tuition. Kane said the company apologized and told him that there had been a glitch. Do you think? A glitch in the outgoing mail system. CNN has reached out to the College Avenue student loan company for comment. A U.S. Postal spokeswoman said the delivery of 55,000 letters was uncommon. Oh, really? It's uncommon? The 55,000 letters that were delivered to the customer in Twinsburg, Ohio, is not something that we see often, said spokeswoman Nadia Dolly. However, the Postal Service is committed to providing the best customer service, so every piece of mail we receive will be delivered to our customers. According to the mistake, the 55,000 letters had an incorrect payment amount, according to Kane. The company used the wrong interest rate to calculate the payment. The company apologized for that mistake as well and said Kane would receive a new corrected statement. Kane hopes it will be a single letter. I just hope it doesn't happen again. I might have to return to sender. Kane had to pick up the bins from the back doors of the post office. It took him two trips to bring home the useless pile of letters, which he believed cost the company thousands of dollars to send. If the company used bulk rate between 18 and 20 cents a letter, it would have cost up to $11,000 to mail the 55,000 statements. And now he's not entirely sure what to do with the letters, which are stacked in his garage. I may just start a fire, a bonfire, and burn it all, he said, laughing.
The only reason I call you a dummy is because I call them as I see them. My only child is a dummy.
Dummy number three, dummy number three, dummy number three. When gasoline fumes got too intense at an Indianapolis auto repair shop on Tuesday, workers thought they had the perfect solution. It didn't work. Instead, a fire that heavily damaged the business broke out. According to Indianapolis Fire Department Battalion Chief Rita Reith, workers at the Auto Center store on East 38th Street and on North Franklin Road had emptied a gas tank on a car and put the gas in a bucket. When the fumes became too strong, they lit incense to help with odor. Embers from the incense found their way into the bucket, and the gas went up in flames. The workers escaped unharmed and called 911. Firefighters from Indianapolis and nearby Lawrence got there quickly and went to work. It took 40 minutes to bring the blaze under control. The fire did not spread to adjoining businesses, but damage to the auto repair shop was heavy.
Yeah, I'm worthless, penniless, broke, busted, and
a dummy. Can't wait to see you starring in your first movie.
Yeah.
Deep Dummy.
Dummy number four. Dummy number four. Dummy number four. Jason De La Cruz pleaded guilty to charges of delay of mail by postal employee. In August of 2019, he is set for sentencing in February. De La Cruz, who worked as a mail carrier in Chesapeake, Virginia, said he felt, quote-unquote, pressured and couldn't make the time to complete his mail route, according to court documents. He told authorities that he rented a public storage unit for $49 a month, quote, for the sole purpose of storing mail that he could not deliver. The employee said he started hiding mail in November and or December of 2018, and he rented the storage unit in February of 2019. According to court reports, he said that he put the mail he was unable to deliver in the unit from that time up until he was discovered in May of 2019. De La Cruz told authorities he intended to deliver the mail in the storage unit, but he fell behind and he was never able to. He said he never destroyed any mail. De La Cruz's attorney, Wilfredo Bonilla Jr., told CNN on Wednesday that he was unable to comment at this time. Agents from the United States Postal Service Office of Inspector General found almost 5,000 pieces of mail in the storage unit in Virginia Beach. They discovered 97 pieces of first-class mail, which included letters from the Department of Motor Vehicles, the IRS, insurance companies, bank statements, and other tax return documents. Magazines and other publications made up 115 pieces of mail. There was also one undelivered package found in the unit. The bulk of the mail was advertisements. More than 4,700 ads were there. The Postal Service delivered the first-class mail after it was found. The ads were discarded because they were old by then. De La Cruz could face a fine or up to 5 years in prison, according to federal law.
I'm not kidding you. You're a big dummy. You bigger dummy than my dummy.
Dummy number five. Dummy number five. A drug dealer at Leeds Festival was caught after he accidentally sent a text message to a police officer which detailed his price list and the vast array of drugs he had to offer. Martinas Bonensenko was caught with more than 300 pounds of MDMA and cocaine when he was detained at the festival. The 22-year-old, who also had business cards with Flavortown LS6 printed on them, mistakenly sent a text which advertised the sale of drugs to a police mobile phone. According to Flavortown LS6, according to Leeds Live, Ben Sasenko was arrested at the festival after security staff spotted him acting suspiciously and smoking cannabis during the event. When this bag was searched, cocaine was found, 27 individual sachets along with 67 MDMA tablets and a small sash of cannabis. Leeds Crown Court later heard how the cocaine had a purity of 94% and street value of 3,360 pounds. Benesenko of Hyde Park, Leeds, admitted two offenses of Class A drug possession with intent to supply the possession of cannabis. He was jailed for 3 years and 4 months. Christopher Dunn, mitigating, said that Benesenko had turned to drug dealing after losing his job as a chef at a TGI Fridays. Before the festival, he had no clue what he was getting himself into. when parents allow their children and young people to attend these festivals, it's often a degree of trepidation. You set out to earn a specific amount of money, and young people at the festival are vulnerable. There's not a single festival of this size that goes on without young people collapsing or seriously ill, and sometimes dying. The fact that you chose this venue to ply your trade is aggravating. Oh, my God. This is a tough week, I have to say. Big dummies. Okay. We will continue with you, big dummy, and the recap and the vote. First person through at 312-981-7200. After I do the recap, you will be our third vote. Yeah. Still the best TV theme song of all time. Nick DiGilio Show continues. We're wrapping up You Big Dummy. We've got Straight Out of Context, Nick D Show Spies, and Fly Jams Friday coming up. Right now, we got to do the recap of the dummies for this week, and then we need you to vote. Tom will vote, I will vote, and then the first person through at 312-981-7200 will vote. So we've got the dummy who... Police found his stash of narcotics in a pouch that was labeled bag full of drugs. We got the company that sent an Ohio man 55,000 copies of the same letter, the dummy company. We got the dummy auto repair shop workers who thought that lighting incense near a bucket of gas was a good idea. Ended up starting a fire. We have the postal worker who felt pressured because he felt pressured to deliver the mail, so he hid it inside a storage unit. And then we have, at the Leeds Festival, a drug dealer who got caught texting a price list of his drugs to the police. And by the way, I just want to mention his business card again. His business card says Flavortown, and picture the British spelling of flavor with that U in there. Flavortown LS6. Okay. All right, Tom, where's your head at this week?
I'd like to go and put my vote in for the guy at the Leeds Festival. That's just a Flavortown LS6.
Yeah.
And it's just so stupid that he texted, not just like, hey, do you want some drugs?
Yeah, here are the drugs I have.
Here are the drugs I have. Here's how much I'm selling them for. You can find me here.
Yeah.
That's just a tough look. That's a tough look for him.
This is a strong week though, Tom. The picture of this, and you can buy this bag full of drugs in case you want to have this pouch, this bag full of drugs. It's $22.99. You can get it if you're looking for a little novelty item.
I think it's kind of smart in a way to put your drugs in a bag that says bag full of drugs. It's like trying to pull a double bluff. You know?
How stupid is this College Avenue student loan company? I mean, that's just the stupid. I mean, that is just so stupid.
55,000?
55,000 copies of the same letter, and they got what he owed wrong because they screwed up the interest rate.
Oh, my God.
And, I mean, that's stupid.
Does that mean he doesn't have to pay it back?
Well, they're going to send him another letter, as they said, with the adjusted rate.
This time there will be 100,000.
Right. There you go. How do you light incense next to a bucket full of gasoline and be an auto repairman? The postal worker who hid 5,000 pieces of mail in a unit because he felt pressured to deliver it. And I reading this, first class mail, letters, Department of Motor Vehicles, the IRS, insurance companies, bank statements, and tax return documents. That's horrible.
Yeah, you could be ruining people's lives.
Yeah. And then, of course, we have the guy blowing weed and texting his drug menu to a cop. All right, I think we are going to need a tiebreaker here, because I think this. If you're going to talk stupid, if you're going to talk dumb, I'm going with the College Avenue student loan company that sent 55,000 letters and they were wrong. So we need a tiebreaker. 312-981-7200. First person through will break the tie. Tom goes with the guy at the Leeds Festival who texted his drug listing to a police officer. And I'm going with the company that sent the Ohio man 55,000 copies of the same letter. 312-981-7200. First person through will vote. Phone lines are open right now. Call now. 312-981-7200. Either the Leeds Festival drug dealer who was caught texting his price list to the police, or the College Avenue student loan company that sent 55,000 copies of the same letter to a guy in Ohio. Hold on. Phone lines are open. Call in now. Hello? 312-981-7200. It's an easy number to call, and your first person through will be the deciding vote to pick the dummy of the week. We might end up in a tie if nobody calls in. But the phone lines are open. I don't understand why anybody is not calling in to vote. 312-981-7200. Hello? Is this on? There we go. Oh, there we go. We've got people. Now the phone lines are lit up. Okay. So we got to get a tiebreaker here, too, so that we can crown the dummy of the week. Sure, now the phone lines are jammed. All right, first person through was Jeff. All right, Jeff.
Hello?
Yeah, it's either the drug dealer texting the police or the company that sent 55,000 copies of the same letter.
I'm going with the guy who texted the police, because the reason I'm doing it is because the company that sent the letters, that was probably a computer glitch. That probably wasn't a person.
Okay. All right, thanks.
Thanks
Jeff.
Nick.
Yeah, all right. Now he's blaming the computer on that. All right, so your guy won.
Yeah.
The texting pot smoker.
Shout out to Flavortown LS6.
Yeah.
Get on the ride. Yeah. Ride the pony snake all the way to Flavortown.
Yeah, Flavortown. You sure it wasn't Guy Fieri?
You know,
wouldn't that be on his business card?
Completely unrelated, but a buddy of mine responded to or commented on a Guy Fieri post on Instagram, and he got a reply, and he told all of us like he was nearly in tears. He was so excited. He loves Guy Fieri.
Come on, man.
Yeah.
The tattooed, frosted tip garbage can, human yeah. garbage can. Oh, man.
Leave him alone. He seems like a nice guy.
I'll tell you what. I watch Diners, Drives, and Dives all the time because I love the structure of it. I love Chicago's Best. I love all those traveling shows where people go to different restaurants and check it out. So, all right. Why don't we do this? We'll continue here. On 720 WGN, regular features will continue. It's straight out of context. And Nick D Show spies, and then we'll get funky. And it'll continue coming up. So when I'm in your neighborhood, you better duck, because Ice Cube is crazy as F-bomb. As I leave, believe I'm stomping, but when I come back, boy, I'm coming straight out of context.
What's up? Tell them where you're from.
Straight out of context.
Nick DiGiulio Show continues here on 720 with our regular features. This is Straight Out of Context. This is when you listen to this radio station 24-7, as you always should, because it's the best. And whenever anybody at any time on any show says something that you can pull out of context and it sounds a little dirty and it makes you giggle, jot down the date, the time, who said it, send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. And this is the segment where we play all of them back. All right, Tom.
All right. First up, coming to us from Diane in Naperville, this is Matt Bubala.
Nope. To pull out this late is pretty disrespectful.
Oh, man. Oh, boy.
Talking about someone who, you know, to test whether or not the person they're going on a date with is kind of a psycho, pretends to cancel on them absolute last minute.
Yeah.
And then... you know, that check their response.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Okay. All right.
All right. Next up, it's Lisa Wolf from the WGN Radio Theater. A little bit of Carl here as well. This is coming to us from Margaret in Bridgeport.
You don't like it quick?
No, I mean, it's fine.
Oh, man. Okay.
This is a great one coming to us from Brian J. This is a triple catch here. It's Dave Schwann, Dean Richards, and Andy Mazur, all from the Sunday Morning Show, all got caught on this past Sunday by Brian J.
Gobbler's Knob.
Excuse me?
Yes. Gobbler's Knob.
Gobbler's Knob.
Gobbler's Knob.
Gobbler's Knob.
Gobbler's Knob.
Gobbler's Knob.
How many times do they have to say Gobbler's Knob? By the way, that's where Punxsutawney Phil...
Exactly. Gobbler's Knob.
Yeah. How many times can we say Gobbler's Knob? That was the challenge on that Sunday morning. All right.
All right. Next up, it's Brian Noonan, who was caught filling in for Matt Bubala, and this is also from Diane in Naperville.
Because it's Super Bowl Sunday, and everybody's doing it.
Yeah, that's what happens. Nobody watches the game. Everybody's doing it. All right.
Next up, coming to us from Eric, here's Bob Surratt.
My wife's out of town, so maybe I enjoyed it more last night than I normally would have. I don't know.
Oh, man.
Talking about the Super Bowl halftime show.
Oh, the halftime show. I see. Okay.
All right, another Bob Surratt here from Brian.
Let me grab it here.
That's good.
All right. This one's coming to us from Adam in Downers Grove. This was Elif, the producer of the John Williams Show,
sure.
The great Elif Garris.
It's so hard to get a good mouthful of meat.
Oh, man. Oh, man.
Talking about how to eat chicken wings. Apparently she pulls them apart like, and then eats like off the bone.
Pulls them apart and then gets rid of the bone and then eats the meat?
Yeah. Like, pulls, like, kind of dissects it a little bit. And I'm just like, don't you just bite into it? It's a chicken wing.
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
Maybe she's freaked out by the bone.
That's fine. Well, then get the boneless wing, man.
Yeah. And that, by the way, might end up on the show next week, what I just said. Okay.
All right. Next up, Kevin Powell, the fantastic Kevin Powell.
Oh, Kev.
Caught by Brian here on the Roe Con Show.
Like, it just didn't feel big.
Was he talking about a victory of some kind?
No, talking also, I think, yeah, talking about the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And just the Super Bowl in general. I think the halftime show as well. He was just a,
yeah.
You know, he just,
he's a little
like, it just didn't feel big.
Yeah. Kevin. By the way, you're listening to the Nick DiGiulio Show here on 720 WGN, and it's our regular features. We do this every week. We've been doing it for years. Straight Out of Context. That's what you're hearing. All right, Tom.
All right. Speaking of Roe Con Show, here's Roe, caught by Wild Bill.
Do we know which shaft?
Oh, they were talking about the people who got stuck in the elevator.
People who got stuck in the elevator.
In this building.
Yeah. The real kicker was Kevin ran down. He didn't run downstairs. He also took an elevator to go down and see what was up and report.
Which
live.
Bank of elevators was it?
Because
there are three banks
remember.
Of elevators when yeah. you walk into the room, and they all go to specifically different floors.
Yeah.
So, and we're the last bank. We're all the way to get up here to the 18th floor. We're the last bank of elevators when you got to walk all the way through the lobby.
Yeah, I don't know which bank, but Kevin went down to report, and they even asked him, wait, how'd you get down there? Did you go all down the stairs? He's like, no, I took the elevator. They're like, there's a guy stuck in the, there's people stuck in the elevator. Why would you take the elevator?
Yeah. That's pretty funny.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Next up, and now a combination of Roe and Kevin.
Oh, man.
They had a good week this week. This one's from Brian.
Got to check the firmness.
I always do.
That's funny.
Talking about checking like avocado firmness.
Oh, sure. We're talking about making guacamole for the big game.
Yeah. And also like grocery shopping. You don't want other people to shop for you because you don't know when you're going to want that avocado.
Sure.
All right. Next one coming to us from Brandon. It's Nick D.
What? The bigger, the longer, the better. I knew it. Didn't I know it like immediately?
I looked straight at you.
Yeah.
And just shook my head.
What was I talking about?
Cadillacs in the 70s.
Oh, yeah.
The 70s Cadillac.
Yeah, that was when we were talking with Tom Appel.
Yep.
Those big steel beasts that would suck down 50 gallons of gasoline by 2 miles. Yeah, that's a car. That's a car. All right.
All right. This next one here is Dave Ennett.
They were going to find a way to pull it out.
I love it when Dave's on the Straight Out of Context. Always do. That's pretty funny. Okay.
All right.
Now, are we talking about the Super Bowl again?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Another one for you, Nick.
Oh.
This is coming to us from Night Owl.
It was long. I just remember it was long. What?
Talking about the drive to Florida.
Oh, yeah. And the terrifying haunted house.
Yeah.
The most terrifying haunted house in the history of terrifying haunted houses, which was off the side of the road on the way to Orlando, Florida. One of the most terrifying things I've ever gone through in my life. And this was like in 1972.
Mm-hmm.
And I still vividly remember how terrifying that haunted house was.
Absolutely.
Oh, okay.
All right. Next, it's John Weideman.
Oh, cool. Oh, wait a minute. What? John Weideman. Yeah.
Yeah. Let's see. I think he was actually appearing on, I want to say, he was on Rose Show.
Okay.
And this is Cash by Wild Bill.
Probably going to have family duties that night.
Oh, man. I love John Weideman.
He's the best. He's a legend.
Oh, my God. He and Troy. So good on the radio doing the games. By the way, they play Winnipeg tomorrow. Mm-hmm. You can hear it right here on 720 WGN. Okay.
All right. Double catch of you and I.
Uh-oh.
You and I, Nick D and Tom Hush. This one is coming to us from Fox Valley Mike.
Did it pop up?
It did. Well, I think so here. Oh, my.
What?
I'm talking about the Sox shorts uniform.
Oh, yeah, because there was a season when they experimented with wearing shorts on their uniforms. And so you were looking it up to see the picture. That's what we were talking about.
Looking for the picture.
Yeah. All right.
All right. This one's coming to us from the John Williams Show. It's a caller on the John Williams Show, said something real interesting. This is from Waukegan J.
Happy that he could still perform.
Talking about Barry Manilow.
Of course. Barry Manilow.
Barry Manilow.
Okay.
And then finally, this is Dave Ennett, caught by Brian.
Dave twice this week.
I know. We are lucky ducks.
Well, generally, they'll go different guys on back-to-back nights.
Talking about goalies?
You're talking about goalies.
Yeah, goalies and the Hawks. Goalies.
All right, and there it is.
Oh, man, that's funny. Two Dave Ennetts for the price of one. You can't go wrong with that. All right, that's Straight Out of Context. We'll do it again next week. And we now have, right here, as the Nick DiGilio Show continues on 720 WGN, Nick D Show Spies.
Spies.
Hey.
Someone took your plans away. So what's all of us? There ain't nobody.
Spies. 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 Like us.
That's right. It's time for Nick D Show Spies, another regular feature that we do every Friday morning. And that's when you listen to this radio station 24/7, and you should, because it's the best. You listen 24/7, and whenever anybody mentions me or the show at any time on any show, in any capacity, we want to know about it. You become a spy. You jot down the day, the time, who said it, and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. And then again, in this segment, we play them all back. All right.
All right, so this is just one little spy here, and this got sent in by multiple people, so I'm going to just... It's kind of a wash.
Okay, so yeah. A lot of listeners sent this.
We got about five different emails for this, so thank you to everybody who
Everybody who participates in all of the stuff we do.
Yeah, and yeah. Thanks for listening to Bob Surak, because this is a good one. Here we are. It's going to be kind of the whole gang from the Bob Surak show.
Okay.
So it's Bob Surak, Mary Vandeveld, Dave Annett talking here.
Sleep is so overrated. Just don't even.
Yeah, but you should be at this time. You should be just thinking, "Oh, this is going to be great." After I get home from work, it's Friday night. Got the whole weekend ahead of me. But I've already fast forwarded
to Sunday
the end.
Night.
Yeah, well, I need help. This is a cry for help.
Don't you have some fun plans for the weekend before Sunday?
Yeah, but I'm not thinking about those.
Well, start thinking about those.
I've skipped over all of
happy
that.
Thoughts.
Maybe you could bank a couple of naps today and tomorrow.
Stop that's with
not,
the naps.
It's not going to help.
Pre-sleep.
It's not going to help.
You could do what Nick does. Like
Nick DiGilio?
Nick DiGilio, after the Oscars, he takes the next day off.
That's right. And I am taking that. And this is a nice segue to tell everybody programming note. I am indeed taking Sunday night into Monday morning off. I do it every year after the Oscars. One of the reasons why I do it is because it's like my Super Bowl, and I stay up and I watch all the post show and all that stuff, and then I actually get a night's sleep afterwards because I get up early to watch all the coverage. And coverage already started, what, last week?
Something like that, yeah.
No, I watch all of the coverage. I go to E! And I watch the red carpet stuff. And all that stuff seriously starts in the afternoon. It starts at like 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And I usually like to get a nap in on Sunday evening before the show. So I don't do that. I watch all the coverage and watch it all the way till the end, from the beginning till the end. And then I take it off. And now the other thing is, since we now start at 11 instead of later, now that we've got the earlier start time, I usually get here a little before 10. Something like that, sometimes a little bit earlier than that, and the Oscars won't be over by then. That's why I would not be able to see Best Picture or Best Actor or the really big awards, even though I know who they're going to this year. And the Oscars are Sunday, and in the major categories, I believe everybody knows already, right? Best director is going to be Sam Mendes. Best picture is going to be 1917. Best actor is going to be Joaquin Phoenix. Best actress is going to be Renee Zellweger. Best supporting actor is going to be Brad Pitt. And best supporting actress is going to be Laura Dern.
Mm-hmm. I mean, who knows?
I mean,
at any point there could be an upset, but it's looking pretty... if you look at the Vegas odds and all that kind of stuff, people who bet on this, they're saying that's going to go straight to the chalk. Like, it's just exactly what you think it's going to be.
Well, I think it's going to be very predictable this year, and all the big winners are already pretty much decided. I don't think there aren't going to be... And if there are surprises, that's awesome. I'm still going to watch it because I watch it every year and I love the Oscars. And tomorrow, the Independent Spirit Awards are on at 4 o'clock in the afternoon on IFC. So, all right, listen, I got some weather here, and then we'll continue with the Friday features. Get your funky stuff ready, 312-981-7200, because Fly Jams Friday is about to happen.
When I grew up on the farm, fly was something we sprayed to kill, and jam was something we put on our breakfast toast.
Jam. Fly Jam. Fly Jams Friday.
Oh, yeah. This is Fly Jam Friday on your overnight radio with my man, Nick D, on 720 WGN.
That's right, everybody. It is time for Fly Jams Friday. We've been doing this for many years. We like to get funky on a Friday morning and play some funky stuff. And we take your requests at 312-981-7200. And Luscious Hushes showed up?
Oh, yeah, Luscious Hushes, baby.
It's DJ Luscious Hushes. He's the one who spins the fly jams. Anything R&B, anything soul-related, you request it, 312-981-7200. And then we play it in the last part of the show every Friday to get you off to a funky morning start. All right. All right, Luscious. What do we got?
All right, first one, I think it's just going to have to speak for itself. This one's coming to us from Greg H.
Everybody was kung fu fighting. Those kids were fast as lightning. In fact, it was a little bit frightening. But they fought with
Yeah.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
Huh. So, I forget Carl. What's his name? Carl Edwards.
Carl Douglas.
Carl Douglas. Carl Douglas. Hey, you know, you weren't around. That was long before your birth, Tom.
Yes, sir.
Massive hit. Like everyone. Have you seen the T-shirts that they're selling online that says, certainly not everyone was kung fu fighting?
Surely. Surely not
surely,
everyone.
Oh, it's no, surely.
Yeah, surely, not.
Surely not everyone was kung fu fighting, or everybody was kung fu fighting. I laughed out loud the first time I saw that shirt.
Yeah.
Okay, what is next on the Funky Five?
All right, so coming to us from a verified Fly Jams professional, Dino, with some of that 80s funk. This one's coming to us from the Batiste Brothers Band. It's called Party Down.
I see they really got technical with their lyrics on that song. You know, it was funny when you introduced the song and the artist. I thought you said Batista. I was be like, what?
It's Dave Batista.
Dave Batista from from wrestling and from the Guardians of the Galaxy. And from, what was that movie he made with Kumail?
Kumail Nanjiani?
Yeah. Schuber, right?
No. Stuber.
Stuber. That was a big hit for everybody.
He's also in Escape Plan 2 and 3.
And some he's in some crazy movie, I think, where he's like a baby. He's like a babysitter or something.
Is it The Pacifier 2?
No. I don't know. It's he's teamed up with a kid. It's like a cute kid. It's like Batista and a cute kid. Pacifier. Oh, my God. Vin Diesel and a bunch of kids. And Lauren Graham. I don't know why Lauren Graham was in that movie. Lauren Graham from, of course, Gilmore Girls.
Paycheck.
So, yeah. Yeah, she's also in a movie that I hate that everybody loves, which is Bad Santa.
Oh.
I hate that movie. I think it's mean and not funny. Okay. It's Fly Jams Friday continuing here on WGN.
All right. Here's Mike from Louisville wanted to hear a little Marvin Gaye. It's Got to Give It Up, Part 1.
As we've said many times, anytime Marvin Gaye gets played on Fly Jams Friday, you can't go wrong with Marvin Gaye. That's as fly as it gets.
I just wish Alan Thicke's kid didn't steal that song.
Yeah, he did, didn't he?
He did.
Yeah.
Blurred Lines.
Yeah. Robin Thicke. By the way, did you watch The Masked Singer? Did you see who was unveiled?
No, I'm not going to lie to you, Nick. I've given up. I can't take it.
Oh.
I can't take watching that show.
Why?
It's like getting cigarette burns on my skin.
Wow.
It's just...
I love it.
It's insufferable.
I love it. Well, anyway, they unmasked Drew Carey.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was awesome.
Oh, man.
And he had everybody fooled. Everybody. Nobody guessed it was him. It was fantastic.
I kind of wish it would have been like Colin Mochrie or Ryan Stiles.
Yeah, well, yeah, get those guys out there. What? Huh? Greg Proops. Get Greg Proops out there.
Oh, God, not Greg Proops.
Oh, man. What was the British guy's name who hosted it before it came to America? Drew Carey was the host in America. I can't remember the host's name. The British version of Who Lined... Well, actually, both versions are good, but the British version, of course, is better. Ryan Stiles, seriously, is one of the best improvisers. Those guys are really good, but Ryan Stiles is one of the best improvisers on the planet.
Yeah, it's Clive Anderson.
Clive Anderson, that's right.
Clive Anderson, and he's had some ridiculous cast members that are really, really funny. And Ryan Stiles and Colin Mochrie were on that as well.
Yeah, and they were on the American version.
Yep.
Yeah. And Ryan Stiles, yeah. Okay. Let's get back to Funky Village.
All right, let's do this. Gonna go with a movie, some funky movie music here, courtesy of the Bullet soundtrack, a little Lalo Schifrin. It's the main title, and that's coming to us from Harold.
Yeah, that's Lalo Schifrin, man.
He made the funkiest.
He was a great composer. Composed some really great scores for movies. That's Fly. I forgot how Fly the Bullet main theme was.
The Mission Impossible theme.
Awesome,
Lalo Schifrin.
Yeah, no, he's done some iconic stuff. Yeah. Okay, one more.
Yep, let's tie it off here on a very soulful note. It's Natalie Cole. I've Got Love on My Mind coming to us from Chris.
Great song. Nice choices here on Fly Jams Friday. All right. Just letting everybody know, I am off Sunday night into Monday morning because of the Oscars. Dane Neal will be sitting in for me, and I'll be back Monday night into Tuesday morning when my friends from the Factory Theater will be in. Okay. The news is coming up.